Today's daf of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. And we begin at the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis with Se'if Tes, continuing in Simen Mem Zayin, which deals with halachos of Birchas HaTorah. And the Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion. He brings this down in the Gemara in Psochem, in the Gemara in Ksubas, in the name of the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rosh, that says, She'im Hifsik bin Birchas HaTorah Limudo Ein Bekach Klum, that even if a person says the Birchas HaTorah and doesn't learn right away, that doesn't cause there to be a Hesech Hadas or a Hefsek in between the Bracha and the action. Like with everything else, you make a Shahakol or something, you have to go drink the soda right after you make the Shahakol. You can have a pause or a period of time in between, or else you have a Hefsek from the time of the Bracha to the action. But there's an exception he brings down in this Yesh Omrim that says that by Birchas HaTorah, even if you don't learn right after saying the Birchas HaTorah, Ein Bekach Klum. However, he quotes the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rambam, V'hanachon Shelo L'Hafsik B'neim. But it is more proper, the Mechaber writes, that a person shouldn't have any Hafsik, meaning that as soon as one says Birchas HaTorah, he should try to learn something right away. Now, he then continues and he says, V'chei Noagu Lomar Parshas Birchas Kohanim Somoch L'Birchas HaTorah. That is why the custom is that after we say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, we say the Birchas Kohanim. That's why we customarily say this right after the Birchas HaTorah. So we have learning these psukim samuch to the bracha, samuch le Birchas HaTorah. That's the very important statement that the Mechaber makes over here. Now let's understand this according to the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Yutes brings down Tamam. The reason for this is the dafka bi'ahavo rabba lo havi ikur bracha le Birchas HaTorah. When we talked yesterday in the shir, we said that Ahava Rabba could be a pseudo Birchas HaTorah, and if you didn't make Birchas HaTorah, you could be Yotzei with the saying of the Bracha of Ahava Rabba. That only goes because Ahava Rabba is not a real Birchas HaTorah, and that's why you have to learn right after that to demonstrate that you're saying it as Birchas HaTorah. So, in that situation, Oz Eino Poter El Im Kein Lomad Miyad Bli Hefsek. That's why a person who's using that for their Birchas HaTorah should try to learn something immediately after davening, as we discussed in yesterday's shir. However, Avol Birchas HaTorah itself, Poteres Kol Hayom, it works all day. As we explained, the person should be Osek B'Torah all day long. And therefore, Afilu Lo Lomad, even if a person did not learn anything after saying Birchas HaTorah, this Yesh Omrim that the Mechaber brings down holds, even though you didn't learn anything, Achar Tefillah Shacharis Ad Chatzi Hayom, even until the middle of the day, you didn't learn anything. By Mincha time, you learn something. Nevertheless, it's good. You don't need to go and make a new Birchas HaTorah. The Birchas HaTorah, which wasn't on any learning, just was Birchas HaTorah, is adequate. Lo Dami, this is different. L'chol HaBrachos, all other brachos, she'osu l'hafsik bein HaBrach LaMitzvah, as I gave my example with a bottle of soda. If you have a can of Coke in your hand and you want to go and make a bracha on it, you must drink on it right afterwards. That's true by any Birchas HaNenim. K'mo she'kosev in Simen Reishvav, as we'll learn later on in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reishvav. This shiny hacha, but here it's different. The mitzvah l'hagos yom v'loilah, because we have the pasuk v'yigisa bo yom v'loilah, you're supposed to learn Torah day and night. And therefore, in Kain la'olam leko hesach hadas, we never experience, so to say, a removal of ourselves from learning Torah, because one is always obligated, the man is always obligated to learn Torah. So therefore, even if you don't learn Torah right after you say Birchas HaTorah, since you're obligated every second, you should try to learn every second, so you never have this hesach hadas. That is the opinion of the Mechaber that he brings down in this Yesh Omrim. However, the Mishneh Berurah then says, most achronim disagree with this. Avol Rov Achronim, he brings down this in the name, the Sharet Zion, in the name of the Marshal, the Darki Moshe, and the Bach. Cholkim al HaMechaber disagree with this Yesh Omrim that the Mechaber brings down. The Maskim Odasi Yesh Omrim Azeh. The Lokos of a Mechaber Rak V'Anochon, since the Mechaber says it is not preferable to do this, it implies that the Mechaber holds that Lamaisa, if you didn't make any attempt to learn right after Birchas HaTorah, you are Yotzei. Usfiruluhu, all these other achronim hold, the din birchas haTorah kemo b'chol birchas haMitzvah, so anenin, the tzorich lachzor levorich, im hifsik tekev achar habracha, atim yodeh bebirur shelo hisich daito. But all the other achronim over here hold not like the Mechaber says this Yesh Omrim holds, and in fact, there is no difference between Birchas HaTorah and all the other brachos over here, and that if a person, in fact, did not learn right afterwards, even if he knows he didn't have any Hesach Hadas, nevertheless, he still has to go make a new Birchas HaTorah. Why? The kivin shelo hischil adayim by mitzvah. He hasn't started learning. Ein lo achar kach amolocho. So, on what exactly does your bracha go? If you made a bracha, it has to go on something, but you didn't learn afterwards. So then, what is the bracha going on? And the chayin hiskim at prichodosh ve'agro. The Vilna Gaon and the prichodosh also agree. And the chayin hetikah chayodim alochem. The chayodim also paskins this way. So you have a lot of major poskim disagreeing with the mechaber. Even though the Mechaber himself says it's preferable to do like these other poskim, but the Mechaber says if you didn't, you're okay. But all these other poskim say you're not okay. So what is the practical etzah? Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, since the Mechaber is the Mechaber, and he does bring down in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam and the opinion over there in the Gemara of the Rosh, that you don't have to make a birchas haTorah. So he says the best eitz is like we discussed yesterday. Yoser tov in erelo shehivsik acha birchas haTorah. If a person didn't say these psukim that we talked about above, the birchas kohanim, right after he said the birchas haTorah, so then yechavein acha kach bevirchas avarabba. Have in mind when you say avarabba, Lord says bazei yidei birchas haTorah. Have in mind then that this is also going to function as a birchas haTorah. You're saying it anyway, so it's not a problem of saying Hashem's name in vain. And therefore v'yilmad ma'an. Take it achar shesiyim tiflaso, and then learn something immediately afterwards, and this way you'll be yotzei mimon of shach. If you didn't have to make the bracha, gizuntei, so you didn't say anything wrong. You were saying avarab, it's part of the brachas of kriyashma. And if you are, like all these other acharonim hold, you are mechuyev to make the bracha, okay, so then avarab counts as your birchas haTorah. Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, look in the Bir Halacha, where I discuss this in more detail. In Dirshu footnote number 23, he brings down the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, who says, Yeshli Zar Shalola Hafsik Vlanos Osam Ben Habrocha Lilimud. A person should make sure that he doesn't interrupt between the saying of the Birchas HaTorah and that learning of the Psukim to follow this stringent opinion that all the Sacharonim bring down, that the Mishnah Berurah brought down, not like the Mechaber. And therefore, even for a Dorosh HaBikdusha, for example, Kaddish HaKdusha, Rav Chaim Paskins, and if a person just made Birchas HaTorah and they're up to Kedusha, he shouldn't say Kedusha, but he should go and say these Birchas Kohanim in order to have learning of Torah immediately after the Birchas HaTorah. In Sidkot and Chof, the Mishnah Berurah explains why three psukim, Hatam B'Shlosh Psukim, the three psukim of Birchas HaTorah, Shirotu L'sad de Kederach HaKor B'Torah, because this is a little bit like laning where we have a minimum of three psukim. Benoktu Elu, why these specific three psukim? Mishum Sheish Ben Bracha, because they constitute also a bracha for Klal Yisrael, and therefore that's a very appropriate type of limud haTorah. Umutu lo ma'afilu kodem ha'rabarka, and you're allowed to say this even before the dawn has arisen, and therefore it's still nighttime. And don't think for a second that this is real Nisiyas Kapayim, and therefore, since you're not allowed to duchen, and you don't say Nisiyas Kapayim at night, so you shouldn't be able to say these psukim early in the morning before it's dawn, they say, hey, no, that's not true. Because we're learning this. We're not saying this is duchening. We're learning this. And it's not duchening, and therefore there is no problem. In Sivkat and Chaval of the Mishnah Berurah says Birkas Kohanim, and the Minhag is, he says, not only to just say the three Psukim of Birkas Kohanim, the Nagu Lomar Gam Kain, Elu Dvarim Shein Lahem Shir. We say the famous Mishnah from Peya that tells us that the following things don't have a limit to how often you have to do them. Umemra, the Elu Dvarim Shodam Ochel Perosim Bolam Zeh, the Chule. And we also say this Gemara that discusses further the subject of the following things have their reward in this world and their reward in the world to come. In order, kedei lekaya mikra u mishnah u gemara. This way we learn all three aspects over here. Chumish, we learn mishnah, and we learn gemara. Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, im hifsik mililmot, the person stops learning, v'nis asik basokav, and goes to work. Kiven shedaito lachzor lilmot lo havi hefsik. Since a person always should have in mind that he'll learn again when he has the opportunity, so even though he may have learned a little bit right after davening, and now he goes to work, he works an 8-10 hour day, and then he comes home and he learns more at night, he doesn't need to make a new birchas haTorah. It's not considered a hefsik. Similarly, v'u hadin l'shena, likewise sleeping, umerchot, so going into a bathhouse, or ubesakise, all places where you're not allowed to learn, or you're sleeping, you can't learn, the lo heavy hefsik. These aren't considered a hefsik, an interruption, albeit the person has an interruption physically, it's not considered halachically an interruption. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chabez writes, Kivin Shadaito, since you have on your mind to learn later on, mashma, you see from here, d'misha'enu darku lilmod, the nimlach lumod, if a person normally doesn't learn, and he does have intention now to learn, sorich lach zavorach. Can't cause a Magen Avraham. He brings down an unbelievable shita. The Magen Avraham says this din that we brought down in the Mechaber is only for a person who expects to learn. The person didn't expect to learn, and then suddenly he's brought into a shir that he hadn't expected to go to. He would have to make a new bracha on Birchas HaTorah according to the Magen Avraham. However, that's not the way we paskin. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz, who says the exact opposite. The midilo kos of a Shulchan Aruch in daito lachzor, from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you specifically have to have in mind to go back and learn later in the day after work, mashma de svirale de mistoma amrinon, that even a plain person, an average simple person, anybody who didn't specifically say, I'm not going to go learn, so then we presume that they do intend to learn. Davidaite, and everybody's mind is always in Mizdamein. If you have the opportunity, even if the person doesn't normally learn, and this is totally unexpected, nevertheless, the unexpected here is the expected. The person should always try to learn. In Dirshu footnote number 24, he brings down Noshim, Shein Chayavos Lemot, for women who don't have the obligation to learn Torah. So he brings down the Tzlach, who says, Chayavos L'chora L'varach Kol Pam Shematzchilos Lemot. He wants to bring down an unbelievable shita that according to the Tzlach, since there is no expectation that women will learn, they're not Mechuyavos to learn, so every time they learn, they should have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. It's only a man who doesn't have this Hesech Hadas, but a woman technically would. However, the Tzlach himself concludes, he says, this is not the way it's done. Shelo Ra'a Kosov Kein Barishonim Bachronim. Nobody seems to say this, and while his logic may be correct, this isn't the Halacha L'maisa, and women, in fact, also only make Birchas HaTorah once in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah concludes in this machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and he says, V'yeshel Hakel Wasafi Brachos, he brings down over here that we don't make him make another Birchas HaTorah. Although he does bring down that the El-Yarabba and the Prima Godim are left with a little bit of a Tzarachin over here, and even the Vilna Gaon says, Avshu Meforish B'Shulchan Aruch Kamogen Avraham, nevertheless, Mikol Mokom Medina Humaskin B'Sof Sivches Kataz, the Vilna Gaon, although he appreciates what the Magen Avraham said, and maybe it's correct in theory, but L'maisa, he paskins like the Taz, that you don't make a new bracha on Birchas HaTorah even if you didn't expect to learn. Like the first parish in the Rosh, the Sirulei, the Afilu, B'Misha, Eino Rogel Lumot, Ein Tzorach Lachzor L'Varach, we paskin, Halach L'maisa, that you don't make a new Birchas HaTorah. Sivkat and Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah said, what happens if you sleep? Rotsu Lomar, Shnas Aroy, it's a temporary sleep. A person wasn't getting into pajamas into bed, which is defined as the Hainu Shin Misnamnim Bibiyushav. You're sitting at your desk and you dremel a little bit, you fall asleep a little bit. Alat Sila Yodav, you fall on your arms, Vafila Balaila. And it is true, even at night, if you come home, it's not called a permanent sleep. In Dirshu footnote number 25, he goes into great depth, which we unfortunately don't have the time to go into now, all of the various halachos about sleeping, how we define a permanent sleep, a temporary sleep, how we define putting on pajamas, not putting on pajamas, the differences between day and night, a very interesting Dirshu footnote, a long footnote, but an easy and important footnote. Ayin Sham, I really recommend people try to read the entire Dirshu footnote number 25, which goes to great length to talk about all the halachic shailas that come up with sleeping and saying Birchas HaTorah. In Mishnah Berurah Chav Dalid, Sivkat and Chav Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah says that in regards to going into a bathhouse or into a bathroom, why don't you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah? Because there you also have intention to go learn more afterwards, so it's not called the Hesed Hadas. But here there's a difference in Dirshu footnote 26 points out the difference between tefillin, where you do have to make a new bracha if you go into the bathroom and you put on your tefillin because you took them off, and limud haTorah, which you don't have to make a new bracha. And the reasoning is, the second reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Shagam Tsosham Tsorich Lizar Bidineim, even in the bathroom, there are aspects of Talmud Torah that you have to know. For example, how much to cover yourself up, Gilui Tefach, Tvachayim, Vesakisei, Uchayotzi, Bezeb Americhats, and Yushel Shalom. Are you allowed to ask Shalom Aleichem to somebody using Hashem's name? What happens if a person has other halachic shailos or situations that come up in a bathhouse or in the bathroom? So that's called Limud HaTorah to a certain extent also. And therefore, Alkin Lohisiach Daito, Adayim HaTorah. And this is not called the Hesech Hadas, as opposed to tefillin. You're not allowed to wear your tefillin, and there are no halachic shailas that come up regarding tefillin in the bathroom if you're not wearing your tefillin. Therefore, there's a difference between the Hesech Hadas from tefillin, you do have to make a new bracha, and no Hesech Hadas in regards to Torah, where you don't make a new bracha when you come out of the bathroom. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Shnas Keva, a permanent type of a sleep, bayom, during the daytime, al mitoso, in your bed, heavy hefsik. The Mechaber paskins that is a hefsik. If you go and put on your pajamas and go take a nap during the middle of the day, when you wake up, the Mechaber brings down that you do have to go make a new Birchas HaTorah. This is said in the name of the Tur, in the name of his father, the Rosh. But then the Mechaber brings down the Yeshom the low heavy hefsik. But then he brings down from the opinion of the Augur in the name of his father that no, one does not need to make a new Birchas HaTorah. How do we paskin? V'chein nohagu. The Mechaber says the latter opinion, that we don't make a new Birchas HaTorah, is the way the halacha is l'maisa. In Sif Katan Chav Hei, the Mishnah Berurah says, u'belechem chamudos kosap, he brings down the lechem chamudos, who states, v'li nirer, it's my opinion, shamavaruch tov alav bracha, that even though we just said, v'chein nohagu, that we don't make the bracha, he says it's better to make the bracha. Indeed, he says this is what his father, the Ma'ari, did. He made a new Birchas HaTorah. And so was the opinion of the Prichodesh, the Al-Yarabba, and other Rishonim and Achronim. And so says the Vilna Gaon and the Chayyadim, Lahalocha Lamaisa. And even the Prima Gaudim, who's Mashma, the Nucha Lismo, Chalaminik, Shalolavarech, nevertheless, he says, Poshut Asomech HaKolaposum Shiskarnu, Mefarch Lohivsit. He says, the Halacha maybe, you don't have to make a bracha. If you do make a bracha, you can rely upon all these great poskim who say you do have to make a bracha. So Lamaisa, the official opinion is that you don't have to make a new bracha, but here there is room to be makel for those that do make a bracha. Again, if you're waking up and it's close to the time that you're going to be davening Maariv, so then the best eitzah would be, if you're not learning before Maariv, to have in mind during Abbas Olam at Maariv time that's your new Birchas HaTorah, and then again, Mimon of Shach Yoyotze. And the only caveat is that you should make sure to learn right after Maariv, which is a good thing to do anyway. Sif Yud Beis. Af im lomid belayla, if a person's learning at night time, you might think that's the next calendar day in halacha. Nevertheless, halayla holech achar yom, the night time goes after the morning, like with korbanos. Sha'avar, like the day that just passed, ve'no tzorach lachzor levorach kol zman shelo yoshen. As long as you haven't slept during the night time, so then your night time doesn't require a new bracha, but the bracha that you made in the morning of that day counts towards the night that follows as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chavav writes, Rotzolomar, Bafidul Lomad Bayom Klal. And this is true, even if you only said the bracha in the morning, you didn't learn all day, now you're finally coming home from work and you have a chance to learn now at nighttime, it still counts for the bracha, Birchas HaTorah, in the morning for the learning that you do at night. In Sif Katan Chav Zayin, he writes, Kol Zman Shehu Neyor. As long as you're awake, Mutal Alav Lilmod Kol Zman Sheish Lo Panai. Because as long as a person's awake, he has the chiyuv to learn all day long. And therefore, Ein Hefsek V'Hesech Hadas Choshev Hefsek L'Inyan Birchas HaTorah. And therefore, there is no Hefsek and there is no Hesech Hadas in this regard. Sif Katan Chav Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, as long as you didn't sleep, Rotzeh Lomar Shinas Kepa. This is talking about a permanent type of sleep, where you're getting into pajamas and getting into bed, for example. Avolim Yoshein Shinas Kepa Amitoso, Afilu Betchila Salaya Choshev Hefsek. But if you get into your bed and you take a little nap, even though you're intending to get up, then that is considered a Hefsek and you'd have to make a new bracha. Again, the Dirshu footnotes 27 and 28 talk about this in more in detail, but we don't have the time right now. Ayin Shom. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, Vafilu Hayesh Omim Shebesif Yud Aleph Modubizeh. He says, even the opinion that we brought down above, is it or is it not a hefsek if you sleep, they at night time, if you went into your bed, would say that it is considered a hefsek. Likewise, Im Hayon Neyor Kol HaLayla, if a person stayed up all night, Yesh Omim Dein Tzorch Levar Baboker. Some suggest that you don't have to make a bracha in the morning, your bracha from the day before still goes through, Yesh Omim Dein Tzorch Levar. And others say you do have to go and make a bracha in the morning, because the end of the night ends the bracha from the previous day. Kikavu Chacham Bracha Zu B'chol Yom. Each day, including the night after it, is one bracha. The Dumya Dishar Brachas Hashachar. This is similar to all the other brachas of Brachas Hashachar, that you have to make a new bracha each day, even though you may have stayed up all night. And this is a situation, Sofik Brachas Lahokel, so he paskins that you don't make the bracha. And that's why the Kama Minog is, this comes up all the time on Shavuos night when people stay up all night. Achim Efshalo, the best eitz is Yira Lishmo Brachas HaTorah Mi'acher, listen to somebody else who is Mechoyev, you have to say the bracha. And then again, Mimon of Shach Yoyotze, if you were obligated to say it, you Yoyotze with him. If you weren't obligated to say it, all you did was answer Amen, and there's no problem. And you tell this other person, he has to have intention to be motzi you, and you should have intention to be yotze, and this way, mimon shach, you're good. And then, right after that, this way you'll learn a little bit, or you should have kavana, an alternate suggestion during Abba Rabba, as we mentioned previously, and learn right after that, and in this way, you'll be safe. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, if you were sleeping during the daytime, a shinas keval mitoso, and then the night afterwards you stayed up all night, then Rabbi Kiva Eger says, l'kulayama, everybody would agree that you'd be allowed to make Birchas HaTorah the following morning. Mimonoshach, you either needed it because of your sleep during the day, or you need it because of the overnight. And in this situation, the bracha of Avas Olam won't help you unless you specifically had in mind that it should, and you learned right afterwards, then you'd put yourself back into this suffix. I know we went a little bit over today, but it was a very important shir, and this will end today's shir.